Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the show. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti, and we're doing a little campus report as we do the dog days of summer. Training camps are in full swing, and these college guys are getting ready for a 2020 college football season. But today we have one of the best long snappers in the country available on the show. It's none other than the AAC second team all-conference from Tulane, none other than Ethan Hudak. Ethan, you've had a fabulous career thus far. You're also nominated to the watch list of the Patrick Manili Award. That's awarded to the best long snapper in the country. But with that said, congratulations on all the accolades. Welcome to the program. How's this afternoon treating you?
I'd like to say thanks for having me on. And I'd say afternoon's pretty good. It's a rainy day in New Orleans, which is, well, kind of the theme around here. Just kind of winding down from practice this morning and getting ready to go to meetings and walkthroughs tonight.
Yeah, and it's that time of the year. Do you have September 3rd circle on the calendar when you guys host UMass at 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I'm really excited. After kind of last season, which was a little bit of a disappointment for us as a team, I think it's really exciting to kind of get back into it and start to kind of rewrite who we are. I think we've all been working really hard at trying to, you know, not let what happened last year happen again. I think where we are as a team, both physically and I think mentally, it's really exciting. It's really infectious to be around. I'm just super excited for that game as well as the next 11 and hopefully more that follow.
Definitely. So let's kind of, we always like to rewind way back when. Was football your favorite sport, Ethan? And, you know, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you playing at a very young age, or did it take you some time before you kind of got, you know, accustomed to being on the field all the time?
Well, my first sport was basketball. Because my dad played it a lot in high school. And I think I started to get into football in middle school because I had a lot of friends that played it. And I was never against it. I just kind of was like, oh, it's like another sport. And when I was like a little younger, I didn't necessarily watch a lot of sports, just kind of did my own thing. And then I started playing football and really liked it. And I was playing it with my friends. It's just the most fun part. And then just kind of carried it into high school.
So you're carrying this in high school. What positions did you play? And, you know, you play a unique position. It's long snapper. That's why I love getting you guys on. You know, you're either in Oakland or Los Angeles, but nonetheless, their long snapper got hurt. And it completely, their special teams, they couldn't kick field goals. They couldn't punt. They were completely one-dimensional. So, like I said, the position, it goes unnoticed, but when you pay attention to the game, it's very important. When do you kind of delve into this long snapper, and at what point, Ethan, did you say to yourself, damn, I'm pretty good at this?
In middle school, I played center because I kind of came in, didn't know what to do, and my coach just put me there, and I really liked it. In our league, we didn't do, like, live punts. Like, we would just, like, I just, like, under or snap the ball to the punter, like, under center, and they would just punt it. This was like a church league in Phoenix. And then when I got to high school, our coaches were like, oh, we need a long snapper on the freshman team. And I was like, I played center. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but that summer they were like, oh, like if you want more playing time, like, you should do this. And I was like, oh, I'd love to play more. So I played both sides, like offense and defensive line. And then we had one of my first long snapping coach, Austin Talent. He He really taught me, and he showed me the ropes that whole summer, and they kind of continued on. And I think into my sophomore year, they like pulled me up to varsity to do it. And I think it was about midway through the season, my long snapping coach, Austin, he told me that, you know, you could, like, you have a lot of potential. And it's like, if you really do put your all into it, he said, you can get your college paid for, and you can play Division I football, which was really cool. So I think that's kind of when me and my parents were like, oh, this could be really awesome. And they're really big on if I wanted to do it, which I appreciate. They're always supportive, but they didn't, you know, try to force it on me. Like I've seen other parents and kids do. I think it was more the end of my sophomore season, but, at first it was more to play. And then my coach had told me, you know, he played at Chowan, on full scholarship. And, we actually had, John Weeks, who's the Texans long snapper. He went through our high school, played at Baylor. There was a lot of things that I was luckily like set up in where, you know, that he was coaching us that summer with strength, and he kind of nodded it to me. But I'd say, yeah, I just kind of started in high school because I played center, which, you know, really, really lucky, I guess.
Yeah, and you've honed in those skills. Once again, Ethan Hudak, the standout two-lane long snapper, joining us here on the C2P. If you ever miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we take you through the college season with prospects 1 week after the next. We love bringing these guys to you and finding a little bit more out what they bring to the table. So kind of let's, the long snapper position, I know it's predicated on that snap speed, you know, the 0.7, the 0.275, do you snap with your head up or down? I mean, all those little intangibles that people on the outside may not pay attention to, but kind of take us into the nooks and crannies that kind of make you the guy that, you know, is receiving these all accolades and kind of put you on the radar as one of the top guys in the country at that position.
I'd say obviously the most important thing is how accurate you are and your ability to just do the same thing every single time and to make everybody else's job easier, from punter to the holder to the kicker, because, like you mentioned earlier, if you don't have someone that's good at it, your field goals are like a 50-50, like maybe the ball will get back there, it might roll, it might go over the guy's head, or if you're punting. And we say punt's the most valuable play, or the most important play in a football game, because it can change a game so fast. But if you don't have a ball that's getting straight back to the punter, that's rolling to him over his head, it messes up the operation time, and especially at the collegiate and professional level, the guys coming at the punts are no joke. They're some serious athletes, and you know, if we don't do our job of just doing the same thing over and over, huge things can happen. And I'd say at least at the college level, what most coaches look for, what we look for, is about a 0.75 second snap speed from when I initially, you know, move the ball to when it reaches the punter. And then
right.
I'd say just as accurate, you know, most importantly is accuracy, because I know a lot of guys that they don't necessarily snap a fastball, but they snap that 7-5 or right around there, whether it's more or less, and, you know, if you can put it on that hip every time, you know, that's what matters.
Nice. You kind of give it to the, you know, do you give it to with the laces, like, you know, the way you deliver the ball?
Yeah, on field goal, me and my holder, Casey Glover, he's also our punter, we've been working a lot to really get it down, because, there's a lot to it, but it's also not as complicated as people think, but we've been working as far as, like, where he's catching the ball, how I start it, how I pull everything back, and just getting that consistent rotation pattern, that I usually get. And I'd say so far through fall camp, we've gotten almost all laces on our field goal snaps. And I think, you know, I think we're just going to keep carrying that into the season and just keep keep making the operations as smooth as we can.
Yeah, and that's the secret to a long snapper success is quietly go about your business. Be unknown until the awards come at the end of the year. Then everybody can know your name. I'm curious, Ethan, weather-wise, you mentioned down in New Orleans, it's raining. You kind of said that's kind of been the routine of late. But in terms of conditions, have you had your fair share of different weather conditions when you're out there doing what you do best?
Yeah, I'd say so. We have our, you know, usual, like, these camp days are probably the most brutal because it's hot, it's humid, it's sticky. Even if it's not raining, I mean, the field is soaked just from the humidity outside. But we also, you know, we have practices where it rains sometimes. We've had cold practices come, like, bowl prep. I'd say New Orleans definitely offers a lot of different weather scenarios, but I mean, it's really, really helpful for just being able to play in any situation. And I mean, I'd say the only one I haven't seen in New Orleans is snow, and I'm hoping I don't have to see snow in New Orleans.
I love it. Once again, Ethan Hudak here on the C2P. The watch list for the Patrick Manili Award, what was that like, you know, being nominated and just knowing that, you know, what you're doing on the field, some of the best that have ever done it are recognizing you and kind of putting you into that rep, you know, that group of some of the best.
I mean, it was really cool. Cause coming in, I, wasn't necessarily trying to worry about that. I'm not a big, like, I mean, my mom said I'm really good for the long snapping position because I'm not a guy who's huge on getting, like, a lot of attention or, you know, like, I'm pretty good with flying under the radar. But it was really cool to get nominated because, like, it's obviously – it's a great honor to be on that watch list as, you know, someone who does a job as niche and as specific as mine is. But also I – went to camp with so many guys on those lists in high school and or on the list in high school. And it's like really cool to see all these guys that I snapped with in high school and made friends with all performing at a high level and just all be on the watch list together. So it's definitely an honor. And I know our old long snapper, Garen Etherly was on it. He was a really, really good long snapper. So it's also, it's definitely an honor to kind of keep solid long snappers at Tulane, keep our little thing going.
Well, I mean, you know, there's a lot of guys out there, but I know this award started in 2018, but we had Thomas Fletcher on from Bama, the 2020 winner, and then we had Cal Adamidis from Pitt. We had him on last year, so the 2021 winner. So maybe we'll get the trifecta of the Manili Award winners here. Ethan, we're almost out of time. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. And props to your aunt, Uncle Jen, and Matt for connecting us and you being polite to share your time. I had to give them a plug as well. But before we end the show, we call it three and out. A few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's delve into your playlist. What song would you be most embarrassed to have found on your playlist that you think you'd get most teased about?
I'm a guy who listens to a lot of different music, so it's kind of hard to say. I guess, like, I have a lot of songs from like anime intros and stuff that, I mean, I don't, like, I love it, but I know, like, other people are like, oh, anime, whatever. So I mean, probably that. But it's, okay. I mean, the songs get me super amped before games.
Hey, babe, that's why I asked. Everybody has their own personal taste. How about Coach Fritz, the head coach? What pet peeve does he have in practice? It's the absolute no-no. If you get caught doing this during practice, you might catch a little hell.
I would say in focus period in the beginning of practice, if your helmet's unstrapped, and if you have poor ball security anywhere on the field, whether it's one of us on the sideline just holding a football. If, you know, if we're holding it flat, if we're, you know, the elbows out, we're just kind of holding it on our side, in our hand. He, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, even like coaches and equipment managers. I mean, he emphasizes ball security. And I would be willing to say more than anybody in the country.
Excellent. And then the final one, when you go home and mom and dad, going to cook you a meal, what's your absolute favorite meal? Who's the best cook in your family?
Definitely my mom. She's an amazing cook. She has a lot of good meals. I'd say probably, like, if I went home and said it really, if she said you can only pick one, it would probably be this dish called pasta calafiori, which my grandparents taught her. And it's like a red, like very creamy, cheesy sauce. Or it's kind of like more of an orangish hint to it, but it's got cauliflower in it, and I like cauliflower a lot, and it's just such a good dish. I could eat like 3 or 4 bowls of it. It's so good.
Yeah, you're selling it well, Ethan. I'm not gonna lie, you're selling it very well. I mean, if I'm ever around, I'm going to have to dabble in that myself. Hey, we're almost out of time. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Continued success. Best to you and the Green Wave this upcoming season. And September 3rd, you guys get this thing started against UMass. Ethan, fabulous job. And, again, we always like to say stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Ethan.
This has been a C2P exclusive.